Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 8, 2020. Using egoism to benefit others. How do we survive in the state of quarantine, stress, and loneliness? This blow affected all of humanity, all over the world, striking America, China, Russia, Europe, the Middle East, and the northern Scandinavian countries. It does not matter where you are, everyone has the same problem. And since the whole world is connected by trade and technological relations, the virus instantly spread throughout the world and everyone felt that a global crisis erupted. This is not the same as it was in the past when some local crises would erupt, having others all too happy to profit from it. Today, this will not work. The crisis will be global, absolute, and will affect all people, all countries, all nations. Therefore, the only thing we can demand from governments is universal education that will teach us that we are a part of the same system, that all the people on Earth are one nation, and that only with mutual support and care can we avoid the blows that are coming to us and are already on the horizon. Imagine that the coronavirus is followed by epidemics of other dangerous viruses that exist in nature. We are completely unprepared for this. The only way to avoid this danger is to establish good relations between us. This is the only way to destroy all viruses. It seems to us that this cannot be compared with an antiviral vaccine, but this is the only thing that will work. Let's try it. We will have to do it anyway. We must connect into one system. There is no other way to deal with the crisis. Even if we manage to defeat the coronavirus epidemic, what will we do next? We cannot return to our previous lives and begin to restore the same industrial and trading systems around the globe. We do not have enough physical or emotional strength to do so. People will not want to return to their old entertainment. They will not fill the resorts, cruise ships, or restaurants. Mankind has experienced a very serious ideological blow. People do not really want to return to their jobs. They understand that they must make a living, but it does not bring the previous level of enthusiasm. The excitement, incentive, and desire to succeed, to win, or to lead is lost. The impact of the coronavirus made us grow wiser. The whole world will be depressed until it finds the right path. To do so, we need new education that will correspond to the world about to emerge. We are in a global and integral nature, and we are obliged to change ourselves by adjusting to the same state. Otherwise, this state will come to us uninvited, as bloody as all changes in social paradigm shifts have been, accompanied by wars and revolutions. Now we have the opportunity to make this transition gently and easily through public consent and national education. And then we will come to a new society, which will not involve world wars or revolutions. I really hope that people will understand this, listen and agree with it, both young people who want change, and older people who resist change. Change must be in the relations between people. A person must remember that he lives within an integral nature and must be connected with everyone and care for everyone. Then we find ourselves living in a good world. Otherwise, we will continue to destroy the earth, which is no longer able to tolerate us and will simply dispose of us. In material terms, we need no more than what the animal body requires. And there is no need to squeeze out of the earth more than we need for our existence as animals. And only in the relations between us should we be people, backing each other up and building a friendly system of ties between us all. Therefore, it is necessary to reduce all artificial businesses that there is no real need for, which only destroy nature. And all people that are free from unnecessary work must be engulfed by an integral education system, so that everyone would sit at their desks and learn what kind of connection should be between us if we want to survive on this earth and live happily. Everyone needs to be provided for at the animal level with all that is necessary for sustenance and support for their families. As for internal fulfillment, we need a properly organized society where education and culture are cultivated. We do not need to deplete natural resources to do so. We will be filled with spiritual gains rather than material ones. Today we find satisfaction in destroying each other and thereby feeding our pride. We ourselves cut the branch we are sitting on. The globe is no longer able to withstand us. The problem is the bad relationships between people and the poor attitude toward nature. This is what causes the emergence of new viruses. People can continue to engage in science, culture, music, dance, and sports. But there is a difference between the composer writing music for his own benefit in order to become famous and rise above others, or to the contrary, to give them pleasure with a pure open heart. For a scientist, it is important why he is developing the science. If he wants to understand the whole universe, then what is wrong with that? He grasps the complexities of the world, transmits this knowledge to others so everyone will understand that they really live in a unique world worth saving. I do not call for destruction of egoism. It should be used to benefit people. From CAB TV's Global Perspectives, May 15, 2020. To calm or to help? Question. Am I correct that the tendency to calm others and seek a positive opinion is damaging and harmful? Answer, do not calm others, help others rise. And why do they live and receive some kind of suffering? It is in order to correctly use it. It is the same as a sick person in front of you, and instead of treating the person, you administer a sedative. And meanwhile the disease is progressing. You must explain to the person what kind of disease it is and how one can cure it and become healthy. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 12, 2020. The coronavirus identifies social problems. Question. The coronavirus has revealed another problem. On the one hand, nature separates us from each other. And on the other hand, we have to spend more and more time with our loved ones. As a result, divorces began in China after the epidemic ended. What does nature want to tell us? Answer, I am not very familiar with China, and I can only say one thing. If previously people worked 12 hours a day or even more, which is natural for the Chinese, and during the epidemic they had to spend 24 hours a day at home, then perhaps this turned out to be an overwhelming burden for them. The Chinese are workaholics. They cannot live like Europeans. I can't imagine a Chinese man sitting at home all day and switching television channels. They are very attuned to some goal, to profit. And if suddenly it all disappeared, then, of course, it brings either divorces or suicides, but something should be here. Question. It's not even about China. A huge number of social problems arise precisely in the family. Nature has separated us from strangers, but now I spend all day with my loved ones and see them all the time. Maybe this is some kind of hint that I must first correct relations with loved ones because it is simpler, easier? Answer, first of all, we should just understand what to do. Today, man does not know why he is participating in this whole game of nature. He does not understand what it is doing with us, what the purpose is. He sees that we have long been following a certain chain of events. And why these events? He does not understand what is happening to him, he does not know. He sees that we are developing technologically and at the same time we are developing family, social, and state relations. But he does not realize the intention of nature. He does not see why and what it's all for. Man needs to have his eyes opened and be told where our development leads us. After all, this is not just a stupid development of nature, which is supposedly evolving according to some kind of mechanical laws. There is a plan in it, and it is impossible to take any action if you do not initially imagine it in some more or less finished state. It seems to us, as young children, so I will do something, and something will work out. There is no such thing in nature. Its ultimate goal is in the original intention. It consists in bringing all of nature to an integral form in which the beginning, all actions, and the end would appear as absolutely complemented, interconnected with each other. Nature seeks to become integral, completely connected in all its parts and at all its levels. We are developing toward this. And when we enter into a break with the law of nature to bring everything to equivalence, integrity, interdependence, we begin to feel nature is directed against us. Therefore, all kinds of viruses appear, volcanoes wake up, forests burn, hurricanes develop, etc. From CabTV's Coronavirus Changes Reality, March 19, 2020. Connections of egoists are doomed to fail. Remark: on one hand, nature, the upper mind, created egoism that is constantly dividing and differentiating us. If there were no egoism, there would be no diversity in nature. My comment: this is not the diversity of egoism, but the diversity of desires. The ego is not just a desire, but rather a desire to subjugate everything that surrounds us. Question: on the other hand, nature has a quality to bestow, to create integral systems, to connect. In cosmology, this is called the grand unification period, when all the elementary particles began to connect. In the same way, people were subjected to the process of forcible connection into empires, nationalities, and so on. Today we are connected by religion, economy, and information. Why do you constantly oppose connection on this basis? Answer: such rapprochement does not imply the correction of egoism. Connections of egoists will anyway lead to the fact that people begin to fight, quarrel, and want to kill each other. Any connection based on egoistic grounds without prior correction of the nature of egoists as participants is a priori doomed to fail. In the end, it will lead to an explosion between them, to war, to mutual destruction, and it is better to avoid it. Question: but this does not depend on people. How can they know the upper plan of nature? Answer: I will explain it to them. I have met with some of the leaders of the European community, and they have a completely different intention, a different goal of connection. Question: you are saying that we need to connect in order to feel a qualitatively higher reality, a new life. How can a person accept such information? Answer: in no way. But gradually, we will be forced to. This is why we have such problems as wars, all kinds of disasters, cataclysms, economic shocks, the coronavirus, and so on. Gradually, humanity anyhow is accumulating experience of what is happening to it. This is where knowledge comes from. You receive a blow, you do nothing. The second blow, you react differently. The third one, you start to see a system in this. The fourth one, you start to ask, where from? Why? Why do I need these blows? Slowly, humanity is learning. After all, it is developing. Question: does it mean that after all these cataclysms, there will nevertheless be internal changes in humanity? Answer: certainly. The only question is whether the changes will happen in a good way through awareness, the use of reason, and some kind of good forces, which, in principle, we can develop in ourselves on the basis of possible catastrophes, or we will have to learn through the blows of fate, by the stick to happiness. Remark: when you began studying 40 years ago, you were also told that there is a system to which you need to come by becoming similar to it in qualities. You also did not immediately believe it, you began to check, and it took some time. My comment: yes. It took years. But this is how it was before. Today everything passes very fast over every person. We are approaching a state when all the processes are accelerating and we need to decide quickly in which way we should move forward. From CabTV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, April 2, 2020. What will the post-coronavirus world be like? The coronavirus is here to stay. The other day, The governor of the state of New York expressed concern that we may never see the number of cases of coronavirus infection go to zero. In addition, the South Korean Center for Disease Control warns of the danger of reinfection of those who have already had the virus. But on the other hand, the Jerusalem Post reported that the antiviral vaccine could be put into production in 3 months at a small factory in northern Israel. This raises two questions. If we can quickly get out of quarantine and return to our previous way of lives, all the positive lessons learned from the pandemic will be quickly forgotten. On the other hand, if a cure or a vaccine is not found in the near future, what will it be like to live in permanent isolation? I think that we will get used to living in a new world, completely different from the one that was before. We will change many of our occupations and get used to being at home more, working over the internet. Many businesses will go bankrupt and will not be restored, since there was no need for them. In a few months, when the first wave of the pandemic subsides and restrictions begin to ease, we will gradually return to normal life. But it will be a different life, not the same as before the virus. We will become different, and so will our activities. I am sure that we will live in a new world and be different people. This life will be better than the old one. We will begin to value peace more than running from one end of the world to the other. We will start thinking about the meaning of life, about its purpose, and want to explore why we live, what the outcome of our exhausting work is. Why did we rush from one country to another, just in order to eat in all the restaurants and look at someone else's culture? What was the benefit of all this? It was just global insanity, and it was difficult to resist and not run after everyone. I think that there is no return to the past, and a new life is waiting for us, more calm, internal, and people's attitudes will change. The post-coronavirus world will be different. Out of all the fulfillments, friendships will be the most valued, as through the closer connection between people we create an integral force, an integral mind, concentration, and desire. When many people are united into one person, big, wise, and strong, we begin to discover nature in a new way, as if instead of our senses, we get new, 1,000 times more sensitive, 1,000,000 times wiser minds. We will begin to see reality more internally and deeply. And everyone will have all this attainment. This is how people will live in tomorrow's world. From CAB TV's Global Perspectives, April 10, 2020. Theory of Antisemitism, Part 7. Why do the nations of the world dislike Jews? Question. Why did the method of connection have to be transmitted by harsh methods through hatred, pogroms, etc.? Answer. If for many years and all sorts of conditions that are manifested in a long historical process, the group that Abraham created still does not want to realize itself, so all the other 70 nations of the world begin to demand from them its embodiment. They begin to feel that they can achieve a good, kind, even eternal, perfect state, and this group prevents this for them. And if they would not exist in this world since this group is not fulfilling its purpose, then it will be good for them. Look what is written by the sages of the nations of the world. On the one hand, they believe Jews are special, the leaven for all of humanity. On the other hand, they hate Jews because they can't connect with them. In other words, the nations of the world have two purely polar relations to these people at the same time because they are not realizing their historical function. For more on this topic, read my books Like a Bundle of Reeds, Why Unity and Mutual Guarantee Are Today's Call of the Hour, and The Jewish Choice, Unity or Antisemitism, Historical Facts on Antisemitism as a Reflection of Jewish Social Discord. From CAB TV's Systematic Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, July 22, 2019. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, March 29, 2020. Question. How do you, in turn, help the planet and nature? Answer. I do so by revealing its general, global, mutually interdependent laws, by explaining them to others, and by trying to ensure that they study them from Kabbalistic sources and reveal this nature in themselves as well. In principle, Kabbalah is a process of self-discovery. Thus, by advancing, people would bring positive forces into our world. Question: how can one make his loved ones realize and admit their mistakes? Answer: only by setting an example and not through moralizing. Just set an example for them, demonstrate an action that they can learn from without words. Question: how can one overcome the fear of being judged and criticized? Answer: no need to fight it. Fear is useful. It should constantly compel us to move forward, to get excited, to try and build explanations correctly. Critique is also helpful. How many criticize and scold me? But I believe they support me in this way. I love the people who stood their ground and opposed me over the course of many years. I know and respect them. They allowed me to think even more about what they are saying and find new, better answers, more detailed explanations. In general, it is impossible otherwise. From CabTV's meetings with Kabbalah, Victoria Bonia, March 29, 2020. Again, not a sacrifice. Question: if I loaned a friend $1,000 but he returned only $1, should I consider it to be $1,000? Answer: you clearly see that it is $1, but you want to take it as the full amount because you want to justify your friend and rise in faith above knowledge since you are in a spiritual relationship with him. If you act in this way, if you bestow to your friend, then you build the quality of bestowal within yourself, faith above knowledge. You obtain a spiritual quality. Question: so, I should not ask him about the rest of the money? Meaning that I value the connection with the Creator so much and with my friend as a means to the connection, that I am willing to sacrifice the money? Answer: you are not sacrificing, but you are gaining. You are receiving an opportunity from him to ascend to the spiritual degree through faith above knowledge. The fact is that you are not asking for your money back because you feel that by giving to a friend you are already gaining. But this is only in a case where there is a special relationship between the two of you. Question: where do I gain the strength to treat him in this way? How do I come to this? Answer: you come to this when you feel that by being with him in the same spiritual body, you are neither giving nor receiving, it is all one. By giving to a friend, on the contrary, you have brought deep meaning, great help, and a huge investment into your common spiritual body. And you are thrilled about being able to do so. Question: and, in all of this, am I not afraid of being tricked? These thoughts do come up. Answer: if you really are in a ten, in a group, and trying to attain the Creator together, to reach his level, then the opportunity to give to a friend inspires you. What could be better? From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 1, 2019. Feeling happy all the time. Baal HaSulam, Shamati, 34, the prophet of a land, it is known that nothing appears in its true form, only through its opposite, as far as light excelleth darkness. This means that everything points to another, and by the opposite of something, the existence of its opposite can be perceived. Hence, it is impossible to attain something in complete clarity if its parallel is absent. This principle is inherent in our lives and we use it instinctively, so there is nothing particularly Kabbalistic about it. We always need more light in order to see the difference between light and darkness in contrast. We may also need to darken something a little in order to see the light better. We always learn about one compared to the other, for example about good and bad. We cannot measure any object or any phenomenon by itself but only in comparison to a state that is opposite from the phenomenon that we want to explore. Question: can we say that a person can be happy only if he was miserable before? Answer: no. A person can be happy and feel miserable at the same time. The two components are created in him and he understands how happy he is now. This is crucial since otherwise, we see how the state of happiness fades away, especially when it comes to lovers. They do not understand and cannot appreciate that there can be a state in contrast to the state they feel. This is the reason they lose what they have. A wise person sustains the two states internally. This is what is referred to by the expression "there is none wiser than the experienced." This means that no one is wiser than the one who has been through all the opposite states and who can appreciate everything correctly. If he experiences a certain pleasure, he feels something in contrast to it at the same time, so his pleasure is whole. Question: is this the secret of a long life together with a spouse? Answer: it is possible in marriage or in any other relationship in different states. You can appreciate something only if you lose it. There is nothing to be done about it. This is the reason that any early marriage and close relationships do not last long. Basically, people with great egoism like today need experience. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 15, 2019. Loving is a gift from the Creator. Question: should we be afraid of losing the feeling of love, or the object of our love? Answer: in reality there is no object of our love. It is an uncertain state. Love does not mean a person loves someone's hair, physical features, or special qualities another person has, but is actually external to matter. It stems from the attribute of general attraction that exists in nature and is part of the Creator. Loving another is a gift from the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 15, 2019.